22nd parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Vav. These are certain things that are also either because of Ulda Zechol, weekday style behavior, or Refuah. Sochim u'memashim v'nei me'ayim. One's allowed to smear oil and do a light type of massage on the stomach. The Gemara says that he had to do it with a certain shina, which is to smear the oil and do the light massage together. During the week they would do one after the other. Avalim is amlim. This amlim is either a more vigorous type of massage, which is uzi the choil, or it's exercising, which one works up a sweat, which is considered refuah. It's exercising for refuah. One should not do it. Avalim is gardim. It shouldn't scrape himself with a brush. It's not something that combing his hair, it's on his body also, it's considered uzi the choil. And yodim the kodima. You don't go into this body of water called Kodima. Rashi's chat is it was slippery then, we're concerned you're going to fall in and get your clothing wet and squeeze them out. So the Rambam says it's some type of hot springs that was used for refuah. Either way, it's also either because of Shasha Shechita or refuah. Ein oisim apik toizin. This is taking medicine to cause oneself to vomit is also to take on Shabbos, considered a type of medicinal behavior. But if somebody has something that's bothering him and his stomach is allowed to put his finger in to get it out, because it's not a real refuah, and therefore if it's similar to refuah in the fact that he's doing it with the medicine itself, but he's doing it with his finger, it's permitted. Obviously the Gemara says that a person just gorges himself and then gets himself to throw it up, and that's even during the weekday. In Ma'atzim is a cotton, this is somehow the little babies they would when the body, the spine or backbone's got a little bit out of place, they would have some procedure to put things in the right order. That's a type of opinion which is offered to do on Shabbos. You are allowed to wrap them up to make sure everything's in the right place. Ein machzir nefesheva. You now put a broken bone back into a place. When I'm passing like this way, it's a dangerous thing if it's not done. There happens to be certain bones that the doctors themselves don't put back in place. So, to get to whatever medically doctors say it's dangerous to leave it the way they're allowed to put it back into place in Shabbos. Misha nifika yodav iragla yisafim etzainim. If his arm or leg are dislocated, he should not rub them with cold water. Of a regular tzuka dafka, then the trap in the trap. They can take a regular bath or shower in cold water, and if it helps, it helps. Lamaita, misarika then, putting back a dislocated arm is also. But the place we say today, when a person has a dislocation, it's a very extremely painful thing and causes damage if it's not put back into place. And the mice, halacha, the mice is permitted.